Trey was talking last night about with that small ball lineup, you felt like the spacing was pretty good. Quite
Trey
a bit.
Trey Burke.
Burke, yeah. And, you know, opened up some passing lanes for him to drive and kick out to the corner. Do you feel that way? You feel that lineup could provide some extra spacing, some opportunities like that?
It can, you know. Four smalls we out here, we know, very versatile, can do a lot of things. So, you know, it does open up lanes, you know. And then with a big man rolling, it's hard to guard everybody at the same time. So it is a good lineup.
Do you have a nickname to keep Trey Burke and Trey Lyles separate at this point?
Big Trey, little Trey.
Like it. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, the second half shots didn't fall, but do you feel like you were still getting those looks? Or?
I think they had made adjustments, you know, because we had a lot of open looks early in the first half, you know, and they made adjustments. That's what teams do, you know, when they win a game.
Indiana's kind of been on a roll recently. Have you had a chance to kind of see what they've been doing so successfully so far?
Not really. I'm focused on Utah Jazz basketball.
How much different is it defensively without Rudy behind you?
He's just the anchor for the team. You know, him and Fave, you know, it's hard. You know, you got to be more solid on the perimeter because you don't got an anchor like that in the post. But, you know, he'll be back soon. So.
You guys feel a little bit snake bit losing Rudy after losing Dante earlier in the season?
I don't know. I think things happen for a reason. I was hurt last year, so I understand how injuries, you know, they can never control that. So it is what it is.
Dante was at that event a couple nights ago, the season ticket holder thing. Is it cool to have him kind of around the team still and be a part of it, even though he's injured?
I mean, it is. I always, you know, be around him. He's a good person, you know, good player, you know. So, you know, for him to be around just like as I did last year, you know, just shows that he wants to be a part of the team still, you know, because he could do his rehab somewhere else if he wanted to.
Is that kind of a big deal? I mean, like you said, you did it last year, too, to kind of be with the team off the court.
Yeah, even though I wasn't playing, I felt like I needed to be here, be around, you know, still be around all my guys and the coaches, you know, so I could still learn.
Quinn calls the three-wing lineup Wing T. You have a name. You played last night with Fave, and I think we could call it four wings. You, Rodney, Gordon, and Joe or something like that. You have a name for that lineup?
Nah.
No?
Whoever's out there. That's what we'll call it that.
Do you feel comfortable with that? I mean, they're not a traditional point guard out there at all with four guys that I'm Fave.
We've been experimenting with a little bit, you know, throughout a few last games. So, you know, it's getting better and better. But, you know, we can all make plays and make things happen. So I don't think we need a traditional point guard out there all the time.